Good evening and welcome to Baysmore Hyder Stadium, Viking Nation. It is Wintersville 2010. And boy, what a game do we have for you tonight. Wes James along with Wild Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers patrolling the sidelines. And what is shaping up to be the best Wintersville Classic in my 9 years of doing this broadcast, Bill.
Well, I was just telling you earlier, this will be my sixth Wintersville Classic, and I have never felt the intensity the way that the intensity has started here tonight. We got up here, got equipment set up a little before 6. Some of the students here from Lowndes and Valdosta got into the stadium a little bit earlier, and they began to, no one else in the stadium, they have already begun to chant and holler at each other back and forth across the field, you know, just going VHS, LHS, and just, I mean, the excitement level in this stadium tonight is unbelievable. Folks, if you're at home listening to us on the radio, or if you're watching on iHi.com and listening to us as well, welcome to the stadium, and I wish that you could feel the excitement that's here. If you really want to do that and you don't have a ticket, across the way here in Drexel Park, Black Crow Media along with Mediacom has connected in an internet connection, and they have the big screen here, a big movie theater screen, and you can come and watch the iHi broadcast on the big screen over here in Drexel Park, be able to hear the crowd and everything else. You'll have just about your best experience short of being inside this stadium. Tickets have been at a premium all week long. We talked to Coach McPherson earlier this week. I don't think even he had extra tickets this year. It has just been, it's one of these years that both of these teams come in with a great bit of confidence. Of course, Lowndes at 5-1, Valdosta at 6-0. It is going to be a phenomenal football game here tonight at Baysmore Hyder Stadium.
Well, I tell you what, Bill, and a lot of talent on both sides of the ball, and a crowd like it's already, the stands are starting to fill up already, and a lot of things going on. Cass Birch has his Dodge down here, and it's going to be punt for the truck. We'll see that at halftime. And I know for a fact tickets, I mean, extremely, extremely hard to get. But let's go ahead and go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I was just going to say, remember thevikingboys.com. That's our website where you can find out all the information you want to know about Lowndes High Sports. We are your source, thevikingboys.com, for Lowndes High Radio Sports Broadcast. We are also the place where you can find all the season stats, rosters, and news you can't find anywhere else about Lowndes High football, including archived games, coaches show broadcast, and when you visit thevikingvoice.com, you'll find our link to 99.5 Kicks Country, our home for all the football radio broadcasts. So if you can't get us on the radio, get us on the World Wide Web at thevikingvoice.com or directly at 99.5kickscountry.fm. Then click the listen here, and before you know it, you'll keep up with your favorite team, the Lowndes High Vikings. Let's take a break now, and we'll be back after this 3-minute break. You're listening to Lowndes High Football right here on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Back at Baysmore Hyder Stadium, Wes James along with Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. And I tell you what, it is a packed house getting here tonight and watching both teams warm up. Bill, before we get into games of interest, something I kind of like about our Vikings. They've come out not showing a tremendous amount of emotion. They come out and it's kind of like just a workmanlike thing. Let's go through this. We've been here before. On the other side, boy, you could see that there's some Wildcat players. They're excited, jumping around, ready to get going. And it's just something we've seen before.
Yeah, it can play either way. Some people are real proponents of, oh, you really got to come out. You got to be fired up. You got to be pumped up. You got to be jumping up and down. But then there's also that calmness, that demeanor, like you say, like we've been here before. We got our lunch pails. We're ready to go to work. And that's a good point. That's exactly what it looks like from our Vikings out there on the field right now. Now, I think once we get closer to kickoff, you're going to see that pump and that hype from these players on the Viking side as well. But sometimes being too pumped up too soon can play against you. We ought to check in with Marty down there. He's at the 50-yard line. And see if he hears or sees similar things. What do you got, Marty?
Hey, guys, I would have to agree with you. You know, Bill, you mentioned that this is your sixth Wintersville and it's electric atmosphere. And I tell you, I don't know that I ever remember a game being this electric. Of course, the students have been in here for an hour and 15 minutes now, yelling back and forth. The fans are extremely into it, and we're 50 minutes from kickoff. But the team does, they do look like they're taking a business-like approach. But make no mistake about it, you look in their eyes and they're fired up. They're ready for this game.
Yes they are. Let's go ahead and we're going to take a look at some games around our area and around the state that's going to be kind of interesting tonight. Of course, our Vikings ranked 6th in the state, 5-1 here at Valdosta. Valdosta ranked 8th in the state. They're 6-0. Colquitt 3-3 is at Tiff tonight. Tiff 4-3, 0-1 in the region. Coffey 4-3, 1-0 in the region, sitting on top of the region all by themselves right now in first place. Of course, as I told a friend of mine earlier this week, Bill, they were talking about it. I said, that will change tonight. Coffey's off. Somebody's going to win this ball game. Somebody's going to win Colquitt Tiff, and then you're going to end up with a three-way tie for first place.
Well, that's in just the first game of the season, and you're going to get that, but this is going to go a long way. This game, with only four region games, every one of them are so important this year in 2010.
Absolutely. They're in county 0-5, 0-2 in their region. They're at number 4, Cook. Cook 5-0, 1-0 in the region. And they're coming off an absolute demolishing of Fitzgerald and Robbie Pruitt's Purple Hurricanes, beating them 42-7. Brooks County 3-3, 1-1 in the region. They're off. Their next game will be at home against Cook. Number 3, Clinch, 5-0, 3-0 in their region. They're at Turner County. Turner County 2-3, 2-1. They lost to Charlton 47-16. Lanier County, which is 3-2, they're 1-2 in their region. They're home. It's homecoming tonight for the Lanier County Bulldogs against Atkinson County. Atkinson County is 2-3 and 1-2. Bowood, 5-1, 1-1 in the region. They're home tonight against Harvester Christian, which is 0-6, 0-2. And they're out of Douglasville, Georgia. And other games, Bill, to look at. Charlton County at Wilcox County is going to pit two of the top quarterbacks in the state when they go up against each other. Another game we'll be watching a little bit, Grayson and Decula. McEachern at Hillgrove. And Mount Zion at Lovejoy. Newton at Stevenson. And Norcross at North Gwinnett. And, of course, a game that 2 years ago, who would have thought would have happened, Northside and Lee County playing each other.
Yeah. Well, that there's so much has changed. I don't remember the exact number, but a good number of teams dropped out of 5A down to 4A, and they have become a very competitive league in that 4A. They always were, but they've become even more competitive. And, well, I got to watch out for Wes. He keeps dragging my equipment off the table here.
My feet got in the way.
Okay. But it's been – there's so much great football going on tonight. And most everybody now has begun to play into the region. We're one of the smallest regions in the state. So we had a game last week in our region, and now everybody's really getting into the swing of region play. So a lot of things are going to begin to take shape on these region races throughout the state.
Bill, this is the Great America. This is one of the Great American Rivalry games going on throughout the United States. And there's a nice trophy goes to the winning school. And there's always somebody gets inducted into the Great American Rivalry Hall of Fame. And tonight's inductee for Lowndes will be Cedric Jones. Cedric played running back 1978, 79, and 80. He's the only 2,000 single-season yard rusher Lowndes has ever had. He holds a single game and a single-season rushing record. And in 1980, scored the only touchdown in a 6-0 victory as Lowndes beat Valdosta in what was then the region championship game. Played them twice that year,
yep,
and beat them 6-0, because back then you had a region champion that went on to the playoffs.
Yeah, back then was not that long ago. It was just into the mid-90s when you still played out of your region. What it turned out was you didn't go to the state playoff tournament necessarily without winning your region, and the way you did that was you were seeded and then played maybe one or two games in your region to get yourself into that tournament and hopefully get an opportunity. And I love the way it's set up now. There is an opportunity that two teams from Region 1, two teams from Region 8 can play each other for a state championship because of the way the brackets are set up. And I believe it's a much more equitable way to get good quality football teams from across the state into that state tournament.
I agree with you. And I'll tell you what, looking at our guys warming up and getting ready to play and seeing the cats down on the field and crowd starting to come in. Just want to remind everybody, you are listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame show here on 99.5 Kicks Country. And let's go ahead and take another 3-minute break. When we come back, we'll have you state and national rankings, if we have any of those. We'll be right back after this. You are listening to Lions High Football on the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame show on 99.5 Kix Country. Welcome back to Lions High Football here and on at Baysmore Hyder Stadium, Cleveland Field. I'm Wes James along with Wild Bill Osborne and Marty Rogers down on the sidelines trying to get Coach Gillespie's attention so he can get an interview with him. While he's doing that, let's take a look. First of all, we'll take a look at the region rankings. Sitting on top of the region at 4-3 overall, 1-0 in the region, is the undefeated Coffee High Trojans. Right behind them is the Valdosta Wildcats at 6-0. Our Lions Vikings at 5-1. Colquitt at 3-3. Tift County 4-3 at 0-1 in the region. Our state rankings in the coaches poll goes like this. Camden, number 1. South Gwinnett, number 2. Peachtree Ridge at 5-0 is number 3. McEachern at 4-1 is number 4. Norcross and the number 5 position at 5-0. Dennis, our Lions Vikings at 5-1 in the 6th position. Stevenson, 5-0 in the 7th position. Then there's Valdosta, ranked 8 at 6-0. Decula, 4-1 in the 9th slot. And rounding out the top 10 at 5-1 overall is the Brookwood Broncos. Now, when you go over and look in the AJC poll, it's Camden County, number 1, North Gwinnett, number 2, Peachtree Ridge, number 3, McEachern, number 4, our Lions Vikings are number 5 in the AJC poll. Stevenson at 6, Norcross at 7, Valdosta at 8, Decula at number 9, and in the 10th spot is Grayson. And just looking down quickly, Cook County ranked number 4 in AA.
4? My gosh, the way they have played, they ought to be 1.
And then Charlton County and Clinch County ranked number 1 and number 3, respectively, in Class A. Wilcox County ranked 5th in the state. Bill, all 3 teams in the top 5 in the single A classification, and all 3 teams play in the same region.
Wow.
I guess we're still waiting on Marty.
Yeah,
he said 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Okay, I was just going to text him and find out when he thought. Well, I actually did. So, Marty, when you get the text that says when.
All right, guys. Yeah, guys, I just thought the coach, he said give him 2 or 3 minutes. He's in deep thought out here watching his team warm up. I tell you, I'm real impressed with Valdosta's athletes. You know, I've heard a lot of talk. Obviously, they're 6-0, but they definitely have a lot of them. And they're tall, they're fast, very impressive down here to watch them up front, up close.
Well, Marty, most folks know Coach Gillespie when he was at Peach County, the state championships he's won there, what he was able to do there. Went to Georgia Southern as Chris Hatcher's offensive coordinator, and then when Coach Hatcher went to Murray State, Coach Gillespie decided, I want to get back in the high school. He said, I've had enough of college. I want to get back in the high school ranks, and sure enough, ended up down at Valdosta, and what a job he has done so far in his first year.
Yeah, he has done a great job, and it's a good fit. He come in, he's brought a lot of energy and enthusiasm into the whole program, all the way down from the senior class all the way down to the boys club level. He's done a great job, and he's a great guy, too. I had the pleasure of getting to know him a little bit out at an FCA rally, had lunch with him. I was very impressed with him as a man, and he's a good guy.
Well, one of the things that he brings to this Valdosta Wildcat team that we're facing tonight is he doesn't get rattled when he gets behind, and neither does his team. All right, Marty, go ahead.
I've got Coach Gillespie here with us. And Coach, thank you for taking a few minutes to speak with us. But Coach, obviously your team's off to a great start, 6-0. You know, a lot of enthusiasm in the program. You've had a tough schedule. You came off a big win last Saturday night against MLK. You know, talk to us about your season so far, and how excited are y'all to be here 6-0 coming in this game?
Well, we are. We're excited. You know, our kids have worked really hard since we got here in January. We had a good abbreviated off-season program, and, got some things done in spring, got some things established, and then our kids came in every day this summer and really worked hard, you know. So we've worked to be where we are, but we're really excited about it.
Coach, obviously your offense, you've got a lot of athletes there, and everybody knows the Malcolm Mitchell and Jay Rome, but your quarterback, Ryan Wilden's having a great season, getting better and better every week. Talk to us about those young men, and who are some of the other players on offense you're going to rely on tonight?
Yeah, Ryan has really developed. He's really worked hard, and he's come a long way fundamentally, and I think his fundamental development has really improved his game as far as his decision-making skills. But, Malcolm is a great athlete, and, of course, Jay is too, and they're big players for us. And, you know, we've got a good set of backs, and you're starting to see some of the other wide receivers step up and make some big plays for us. So, we need to spread the ball around and give it to a lot of different people.
Coach, you mentioned your backs. There are your backs all healthy coming in tonight. I know they were a little banged up last week, but Phillip Moore, Dashe Marsh, both having good seasons. Are they healthy, and how are the rest of them?
Yeah, Phillip was a little bit limited last week. We held him to about 11 snaps last week, but he has improved steadily this week, and we don't think there will be any limitations on him tonight. Dashe was probably a little bit in front of him and played a few more snaps than that last week, and he's back 100% tonight. So, and that's big for us to get those two kids back.
That is big, and I watched them in warm-ups, and they appear to be moving pretty good. But, Coach, this, obviously, Wintersville, your first Wintersville Classic, part of the Great American Rivalry Series. I mean, these fans have been here for an hour, but how does it feel to be a part of such a great rivalry?
Oh, well, it is. There's no question about it. It's a great game, and that's obvious by the atmosphere that's built here by these people. And, you know, we are very grateful for that, and we don't take that for granted at all. But at the same time, you know, we have to prepare like it is another game, and I'm very proud of our kids that they have kind of blocked out the distractions of the week and done a good job in preparation.
Coach, I appreciate you talking with us. I've told you before, I'm a fan of you. I think you've done a great job over there. Obviously, I hope I'm wishing for a little different outcome than you tonight, but good luck the rest of the season, and we appreciate what you do with these young men over here.
All right, thank you, Coach. Appreciate it.
All righty, Marty, we appreciate that so very much. And what do you want to do now, Bill?
Let's go. You had a chance to go talk to Coach McPherson.
Okay. I didn't know if you wanted to wait to come back after break or not, but we'll go ahead. I had a chance to sit down and talk with Coach Mack about tonight's ball game, and this is his ninth Wintersville Classic, and as it is mine. And let's get our thoughts now from Coach Mack. Let's go to the Coach's Corner on the Southeastern Federal Credit Union's pregame show on Kick 99.5, Kicks Country.
How you doing, Coach?
Good. How you doing there, Wes?
Coach, it doesn't get any bigger than it does tonight.
Big game, man. Big game.
Wintersville Classic, and think back to 2002, your first year. How has it changed over the 8 years that you've been here?
Well, you know, I don't think it's changed at all. You know, I mean, every year, either team can win the game. You know, every year, you know, two good teams going at it. Everybody's wanting a ticket. You know, it's very exciting. I mean, if you're as a coach, I mean, I'm just looking forward to it. It's just one of those atmospheres that not every coach gets a chance to be in.
And you get to do it every year. Coach, I know we'd prefer to play it at our place, but it's a home-and-home series. And what's it like coming over here to Basemore Hyder?
Oh, man, the kids, they grew up playing here. Their kids grew up playing over at Martin Stadium. I mean, you know, it doesn't feel like an away game.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about tonight's game. Valdosta returns 12 starters from last year. These guys, we're listening to them talk and stuff like that. They want to avenge that big loss last year. But it's a different Valdosta Wildcat football team than we've seen in the past, mainly due to having a new coach.
Rance Gillespie's I've been knowing Rance, very good coach. He's done an outstanding job over there at Valdosta. Great program, got some really good players. They're a fine football team.
Coach, tell us a little bit what we can expect out of Coach Gillespie's offense tonight.
He loves to throw the ball, Wes. They run the ball well, throw it well. Very good offensive scheme. You know, we're going to have to be on our toes on defense. Play good fundamental defense.
What does he like to do defensively?
Defensively, they run a 4-3 and a 5-man front, very similar to ours. We're kind of looking for both fronts tonight. You know, we look for them to mix it up on defense. They've got some speed. Once again, very well coached over there as well.
Coach, how's practice been this week for our guys?
We've had our best week of practice so far. You know, our kids are ready to play, and they're ready to go out there and represent Lowndes with class and with the best of their abilities. That's what it's all about.
Coach, I know you keep a lot of things personal. You keep your personal life personal, but we've got to ask, since you wasn't there Tuesday night, we mentioned it on the air, how's Miss Dion?
She's bounced back and doing well. You know, she had surgery on Monday, and she's at home resting. And thank God everything went well. She's doing good.
Well, Coach, I know that's a relief off your mind, especially Wintersville week. Just appreciate you taking time out to be able to talk to us today. Good luck to you. We'll see you Tuesday night at Loco's Grill and Pub to talk about another great Lions High victory.
Thank you, Wes.
All righty, back at Baysmore Hyder Stadium, Wes James, Marty Rogers, Wild Bill Osborne. And I tell you what, the Lions High band is to our right in the west end zone. Valdosta's High band's to our east. They're presenting an award out there of some kind, and it looks like it's going to Mr. David Waller, longtime Cat fan. Talked to him last night, Bill. Since 1947, he has missed five Valdosta High football games, home or away.
My goodness, that's a record that you or I couldn't even hope to get to, I don't think.
Guys, I'd have to say that I'm 33, and this will be my 34th regular season Wintersville Classic. I've never missed one, and I've never missed a playoff game between the two either.
Wow.
Well, how about that? And you're just a young whippersnapper there, Marty Rogers.
Well, I don't feel like it anymore.
I understand.
Hey, Marty, if you get a chance, the guy in the white hat, tell him I said hello.
Yeah, don't be picking on the officials. There were some awards going on earlier. The Marine Corps Academic Award presented to, for the Vikings, Mr. Cole Parker, the gunslinger. Congratulations to Cole Parker and for receiving the Marine Corps Academic Award. And, of course, they also awarded somebody on the other side as well. I'm sorry I missed that.
Well, give me just 1 second, Bill, and look down here in my notes. And
who you got? Are you pulling?
That was Carl Battle. Well, wait a minute. Nope, it was James Eunice.
Yes.
James Eunice, a senior wide receiver, was selected.
All right. Well, tonight we have got some great matchups on both sides of the field. And I'm going to go ahead and give you the starting lineup for our Lions High defense. How's that sound to you?
And I'll give you the Wildcat offense.
All right. Starting on defense for the Vikings, that defensive end will be number 41, Tim St. Fort. At the other defensive end, number 87, Dylan Roberts. Then there in the center, the nose tackle, number 77, Justin Wilson. On either side of him will be number 30, James Mathis, and number 54, A.J. Nasty Flu Flukas. At the linebacker spots will be number 25, Josh Clemens, number 32, Chris the Shredder Scurry, and at the cornerback spots will be number 7, Kenneth Dirty Durden, number 31, Kerry Popeye Stanley. At free safety, number 15, Tyler the King Hunter, and at the other strong safety will be number 26, Geraldo the Punisher Orta, and your punter, number 6, Jed Solomon.
At center for the Valdosta Wildcat offense, number 56, Jarquez Brown. At right guard, number 71, Darian Green. Right tackle, number 70, Jay Orr. Left guard, number 73, Yontel Morrison. Left tackle, number 78, Willie Barrett. At tight end, number 11, Jay Rome. Wide receiver, number 20, Wesley B. The other wide receiver, the ever deadly, number 26, Malcolm Mitchell. At fullback, number 48, Jarvis Roberts. At running back, number 34, Philip Moore. And the quarterback, number 12, Ryan Wilden. But I want to keep your eyes open for a couple of other guys. Number 1, Deshae March at running back. Number 84, Tyran Watkins at wide receiver. And also number 2, Reggie McQueen, to be in that backfield with the Wildcats.
Yeah, they will. The offense for our Vikings looks like this tonight. At the Sons of Thunder leading off at the center, number 61, Trevor T-Rock Scarborough. At the guard spot, number 51, Michael Van Buren. At the other guard, number 52, Caleb Cart. At the tackle spot, number 67, Stacy Wright, and number 75, Jared Davis. At the tight end spot will be starting number 92, Ed Moore. At the wing wide receiver spot, number 27, Paul Johnson. At the wingbacks, number 29, Troy Braswell. Number 1, Mike Moore. And at the fullback, number 11, Sam the Diesel Duncan. And at quarterback, our gunslinger, number 12, Cole Parker.
And defensively for the Wildcats, at nose guard, number 46, Chuntori Johnson. Defensive tackle, number 74, Terry Allen. The defensive end, number 96, Michael Wakefield. Defensive end, number 9, Jarquez Samuel. Outside linebacker, number 5, Justin Williams. Middle linebacker, number 35, Jonathan Hester. The other outside linebacker, number 45, Jermaine Holmes. Cornerback, number 21, Devontae Foster. The other cornerback, number 2, Reggie McQueen. At strong safety, number 27, Randy Cook. At free safety, number 47, Devontae Hamilton. And, Bill, if you want some Wildcat stats, how about these?
All right, go ahead.
Averaging 343 yards per game of total offense. 110 of those on the ground, 233 of those through the air. They've scored 11 touchdowns rushing, 15 passing. Defensively, they give up 226 yards per game. Only 73 of those on the ground, 153 through the air. Valdosta's averaging 38 points a game. Opponents, they're only giving up 20 points a game. Individual stats, Phillip Moore is their leading rusher, 98 carries for 430 yards, followed by Dashe March, 28 carries for 123. Reggie McQueen, 19 carries for 109 yards. Ready?
Whenever you are.
All right, we'll go ahead and take us a break. When we come back, we'll finish looking at the Wildcat stats and look at what our Vikings have done. You are listening to the Southeastern Federal pregame show right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be back after this three-minute break.
And welcome back to Bazemore-Hyder Stadium. There in the background, you hear the joint bands of the Georgia Bridgemen and the Valdosta High School Wildcat Band as they gave us the national anthem, Wes, and that's always one of the greatest parts, the pageantry around this game and the bringing together of these two bands, the two cheerleading squads. But to hear that national anthem played by such a large group, our 300 and some odd members, another 180 to 200 members of the Valdosta Wildcat Band as well.
And I'll tell you what, and as they always do, they take and allow the visiting band director to lead the national anthem, no matter where we're at.
And you hear the Georgia Bridgemen as they now coming off the field.
Our coaches are asking for one of our rosters, so give me just a minute. Let me dig one out here.
We want to thank Southeastern Federal Credit Union for their sponsorship of this pregame show. This is the seventh game now of the season, and they have been a great sponsor covering our pregame and postgame. Be sure and stop by Southeastern Federal Credit Union for all your credit union needs.
To finish out, we were looking at some of the Wildcat stats as I get my notes back in order here. Ryan Wilden, he's 84 out of 153 for 1,383 yards on the season so far, 15 touchdowns, but he's also thrown 7 interceptions. Malcolm Mitchell, 30 catches for 622 yards, followed by Jay Rome, 20 catches, 245 yards. Jarvis Roberts, 8 catches for 121 yards, and Wesley B., 6 catches for 106 yards, and Dashe March, 4 catches for 130 yards.
Wes, I look down at my clock now. It's only 7:43. A lot of things have happened early in the pageantry and the pregame stuff here. What are they going to do for 15 minutes, Wes?
The heck if I know, but I know what I'm fixing to do.
Hey, I'm ready to play football. My internal clock is going off because the band has played. They're marching off the field. It ought to be time for you to be screaming and hollering about the Vikings coming out of the locker room, but we're staying here at 15 more minutes, and I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, I know what I'm going to do.
Well, tell me.
I'm going to talk a little bit about our Lowndes High stats. You heard about Valdosta.
Go ahead. Tell people where they can get those.
And they can get those in one place and one place only. And that's by going to www.thevikingvoice.com. That's for all your Lowndes High sports, football, basketball, baseball. Bill keeps you up to date. Our website, Bill does the work. And the stats are on there. He keeps them up to date. And what a great job he does to keep all of Viking Nation informed. In fact, I was talking to Bobby Scott earlier today when he emailed me these stats and told him I'd bring him ours tonight. He said, no need to. I've already been to your website.
Yep.
But when you look, our leading rusher is Troy Braswell, 69 carries for 539 yards. Sam Duncan, 53 carries for 362 yards. Mike Moore, 31 carries for 347 yards. Bill, 238 carries. 1,557 yards. We're averaging 6.5 yards a carry and holding our opponents to 622 yards over our five games. And that's a little over 100 yards a game we give up in rushing. Cole Parker is 30 of 50 for 9 touchdowns and only 1 interception. 60% completion rates. He's thrown for 643 yards. He has a 223.40 quarterback rating. great, great numbers there for our scholar inductee into the Great American Rivalry series tonight, Cole Parker. Our leading receivers, Josh Clemens, 7 catches for 179 yards. Troy Braswell, 7 catches for 131. Tyler Hunter, 5 for 89. Kenneth Durden, 3 for 80 yards. Jed Solomon, he's punted the ball 20 times, averaging 31.2 yards a punt. His longest is 48 yards. Kicked a 46-yard field goal 2 weeks ago to save our hides against some stubborn, old, tough, old, long-tooth alligators.
Bull gators
over there. Defensively, Chris Scurry, the shredder, our leading tackler, with 49 tackles. Josh Clemens, he's second on the list with 41.5. And Justin Wilson with 30 tackles. Tim St. Fort with 26. James Mathis, 22. Geraldo Order with 20. In double figures is A.J. Flukas, Kerry Stanley, Matt Frazier, Kenny Durden, Taquan Lang, and Mikeyon Padgett, all in double figures as far as tackles goes. Bill, give me what you think are your keys to the nice ball game.
Well, we talked about this Thursday. We all got together like we normally do on Thursday for lunch, and you kind of took charge, and you made each of us stop and really, without interruption, go through what we thought was going to happen in tonight's game. And it really gave us an opportunity to really look inside and not get influenced by somebody else trying to give you an extra word or two here and there. But I really think the biggest thing that you're going to see tonight is whatever happens with the success of our offensive line is how this team is going to go. One of the other things I've seen from Valdosta High School and some of the film that I've seen on them is they don't have a lot, they don't play with a lot of emotion, and I don't mean that negatively. I mean it as a positive. They don't let old Mo, as you call it, momentum, really affect them. They've been down, they've been up, and they don't really change their demeanor. They don't let that affect them. And that can be a dangerous thing for any team like the Vikings who play with some emotion to get with a team like that who maybe doesn't have that kind of emotion that really they reflect on. They just steadily go out there and they play their game, and that comes from their coaching. I think our Vikings have got some good offensive schemes. We run the ball very well. Our defense, I think if we can get pressure on the quarterback, that's also another big, big key, is that if we can keep him off balance and not allow Weldon to just sit back there, plant his foot, and just send lasers up and down this field, I think if we're able to keep some pressure on him, I think we can become successful in this ballgame. Either way, it is a very, very close ballgame tonight that can go either way, and it might come down to the team that has the ball last.
Marty Rogers.
Yes, sir.
Bill just gave us his assessment and his keys to the night's ball game. It's your turn.
Well, keys to the night ball game, I think we need to come out and take control of the game early. Of course, we won 6 in a row. We've kind of got a good run on them, and I think if we can come out and take control of the game early, take their crowd out of it, I think that's one of the keys to the game. We've got to get on top early. 2, turnovers and penalties. We've had the penalty bug.
Oh, good point.
We've had a few turnovers, but we've gotten quite a few. Last time we played, we had 3 picks. I think, obviously, turnovers and penalties are always important in a big game. And then the other key to the game, the 2 more. 1, I think our defensive backs have got to play well. And the best way they can play well is if we can put pressure on Wilden. I think that's very important. You mentioned it earlier this week. I think we've got to put pressure on Wilden. And then our offensive line's got to control the line of scrimmage. And that's my 4 keys to the game.
All righty, fellas, give you a little bit of stats because you know that's what I like to do. Coach Mack, this is his 9th year. He is 6-2 against the Cats. He lost his first 2 years, 21-13, then lost at our place, 28-26. Since then, we have won 14 to 7, 23-19, 28-7, and 21-13. The most points that we've ever scored on the Cats in this place is 28 points, and that came in a 28-7 victory over here. The most points the Cats have ever scored in this series was 19 points on their home field, and that was in 05 whenever we won 23-19. Now, what does that tell you? We tend to score a little bit better over here than what they do when they play at home. Will that happen tonight? We don't know. They've got some great wide receivers. Malcolm Mitchell, Dashae March coming out of the backfield, Reggie McQueen, Jay Rome over the middle. They've got some big, big guys. Here's what I think. We've got to find a way to stop their pass rush. We've got to give Cole Parker time to look downfield, find his receivers, and find that open man. Now, we've had trouble doing that this year. Coach and I talked about it this week. We've got to find a way to give Cole time to do that. As Bill said, we can't let Ryan Wilden set his feet. If Ryan Wilden sets his feet, he's like a surgeon. He will dissect you apart. On the run, he's not as good throwing the ball on the run. Doesn't make the same decision he makes whenever he has time to plant his feet. My keys is give Cole time to throw the ball, put pressure on Wilden. And our offensive line has got to maintain their blocks tonight. Now, if I'm Coach Mack, you know what I'm going to do, Bill?
What's that?
I'm going to try my best to get as quick a score as I can. And when I do, I'm going to establish my ground game and keep the ball out of the cat's hands.
Yeah, and that's one thing that we can bring to this is the fact that we do run the ball well. If we're able to do that tonight, we'll be able to control the clock. Coach McPherson wants to make this a shorter game, and you make it a shorter game by controlling the ball. Let the clock run. You run, let the clock run, stay in bounds. The only stoppage is for first downs and touchdowns. And that's if you can do that, you can shorten this game up. And the Wildcats have shown they can play in a long game. We've finished three games this year, and I've been able to wrap up our post game, get in my truck, and still listen to almost a full quarter, and in one case, a quarter and an overtime of their ball games. They're used to playing long ball games. If we can shorten this thing up, that's kind of my spare key right there. The other spare key is I think their kicking is a little suspect. Maybe we can get a return. That would be a big plus for us.
Well, the one thing they don't do consistently, and it's no cut on their kicker, Wang, is that unlike Jed Solomon, who puts the ball in the end zone and leaves
right.
it there, he'll get the ball into the end zone sometimes, but most of the time you get a chance to get a return. Now, when we do, we can't get sloppy, we can't get over anxious, and worry about that guy going by us and putting a block in the back.
Yeah, that really, we've got to let Troy be able to, and if it's Troy, let him run. If it's Mike Moore, let him run. These guys have got enough moves. They don't need your block in the back. The punt return that Troy Braswell had at Ware County that got called back because of a block in the back was yards behind where he actually was and was absolutely really not necessary. The captains are starting to come out on the field. I see the Valdosta Wildcat captains over there. There's a few of them over there. I haven't seen the Viking captains now are just starting to come out of the locker room. We'll get you those numbers and names here in just a few moments. The officials are bringing them from the locker room to the corner of the field. So they'll start marching down the sidelines probably in just a few moments.
I can't see all the way. I see ours.
Yeah, I see ours, and I see 5 and 26. And like I said, I really don't. We'll wait till we can confirm those numbers for you. They're all kind of bunched together down in the corner of the end zone.
Are y'all asking who our captains are?
No, we can see our captains easily.
Okay.
They're starting to come out now. Let's go ahead and we'll get you the captains for the Wildcats before we give you our Viking captains. They've got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6. And Wes, I'll give you those numbers here in just a moment as soon as they start marching down the sidelines. We definitely, number 26. You hear the the Wildcat team in their locker room. They've got that old tin roof, the helmets on the tin roof.
Not saying there's a lot of interest in this ball game, but, Bill, I've got texts from folks over in Waycross. I got my buddy Tommy Miller listening to us over in Waycross listening to this ball game.
Well, they are taking their time bringing the captains out here now.
Well, because they're going to bring them out at the five-minute mark.
Yeah, it's right at the clock says 5 minutes 55 seconds on the official clock.
We'd like to thank Southeastern Federal Credit Union for sponsoring the Lions High pregame show. They've done it all year, and thank you so much.
I want to remind everybody, too, on Tuesday night at Loco's Grill and Pub, Wes and I do, along with Marty, the Lions High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. That kicks off at 6:45 every Tuesday night live right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. And that is on and live at Loco's Grill and Pub. Get out there. It's a great time. We've had lots and lots of players come out. Last week was senior night, so we had about 30 kids out. We've got coaches that come out. It's a great opportunity for you fans to get out there, meet these kids, and really show them how much you really support them. The captains now for Valdosta coming out, and I think our guy here, Steve Sains, has got us some numbers. It looks like number 26. Go ahead, Wes. Number 26.
All righty, number 26 is Malcolm Mitchell.
Number 5
is Justin Williams.
Number 2
is Reggie McQueen.
Number, is that 41? Number 45.
Number 45 is Jermaine Holmes.
Number 6.
And number 6 is Alex Stevenson.
And I think, did we get 14?
And number 14 is Kevin Finesse.
No, wait a minute. That's 19. I'm sorry.
19 is Kendall Sherman.
And the captains for our Vikings, number 12, Cole Parker. Number 7, Ken Durden. Number 29, Troy Braswell. And number 15, Tyler, the King, Hunter. And Bill, those are your captains.
Bill, as the captains start out, let me say hello to our buddy, because he likes to feed us. He's going to feed us on October 22nd. Cooley's Barbecue over in Pearson. They've got Kicks. They got 99.5 Kicks Country on the radio at Cooley's Barbecue listening tonight.
Yep, they're going out to the middle of the field. We're going to hear in just a moment. They'll make their introductions, and after the introductions are done, then Marty will be right out there in the field and be able to get us on the mic what the actual coin toss is. We won't get the introductions because they do. The official introduces himself, and of course, we don't like to put that on the radio. Let's see. Marty's down there. And kind of hesitation just a second. As I said, they are doing their introductions.
Bill, stop. Look, listen. Here come our mighty, mighty Vikings.
All right. Let's see if we can get Marty picked up here now. I think he's just about ready.
He's called tails, okay? In the air. That would be a head. That would be a head.
We call tails.
He won the toss. Deferred to the second half.
There you go. There you go, folks. The Wildcats have won the toss. They defer to the second half. That means our Vikings will get the ball first. We're going to take a two-minute break. When we come back, this game will be ready to kick off. You're listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame show right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be right back after this two-minute break.